Today I'm going to talk to you about violence on television, violence even in sports. Now, I have to tell you that I love sports. Everybody does. I mean, let's face it. I back one team over another. But one of the things I have to point out is that there are some sports that are going a little bit beyond the pale. They're going a little too far. This lust for blood. I see where it's coming from. Look at movies and television, video games. There is definitely a lust for blood. There is this desire for violence. In fact, nowadays, it seems to me that anything called entertainment has either making a buffoon out of people or it's slaughtering them. And then we wonder why we have so much violence. There is a direct correlation between the violence in the entertainment industry and on our airwaves and the violence in our streets. Only a fool would think that there isn't a connection here. Anyone who even thinks on occasion has to recognize that the more violent our entertainment becomes, the more violent our society. What kind of moral system could even pretend to think that violence constantly being shown to our children, in our families, everywhere, isn't going to have some sort of an effect on us? It has been said that the eyes are the windows of the soul. And whatever we see is recorded inside of our mind and our heart. We hear that by St. Thomas Aquinas, that music touches the soul directly. So we look at all of this entertainment, and we hear songs about police and about women and such derogatory terms and such hateful words are being used. We see destroying human beings as something everybody, you know, shouts and hollers, ah, they killed another one. Oh, my gosh. What in heaven's name have we reduced ourselves to? And then we find this not only among adults, but we find it among our children. Our parents aren't standing up and saying, wait a second, what are you watching? What is this game you're playing? Well, there has to be parental. There has to be authority over what children watch. Society has to look at what is happening around us and realize that these things have cause and effect. We can't pretend that we can reduce ourselves to pure animalistic violence and lust without it affecting us in such a way that our society becomes exactly what is entertaining us. You know, Aristotle wrote in his polemics that if one is to be truly entertained, good must triumph. That's the law of entertainment. If good does not triumph, one is left with a disquiet of heart. In other words, there's something amiss, something left incomplete. And we look at society and we realize that so much of society feels, so many in society feel incomplete. They feel unwanted. There's such an abandonment, a feeling of abandonment. And so we have to really kind of look at the world around us and recognize that violence in whatever we're watching has a tremendously negative effect on those who partake in it. Now, God has given us means of healing this. First of all, this violence instills within society a sort of revenge mentality. Get them back. Get even. I hear it all the time. I see it all the time. That's all you do. Look on the streets. Oh, any big city that you might live in. How many times in the morning you find how many people have shot each themselves, shot somebody else? Because we're living in a society that sees this anger and revenge as something positive. How can that possibly be? God comes to this earth to give us the one thing that we could not get from anyone else but God, and that's forgiveness. And now we seem to be creating a society that has nothing to do with forgiveness. Now, even the Senate punish them until they can be punished no more. Why? What happened to forgive your enemies? You know, it seems to me so anti-Christian not to accept an apology. And that's the society we've becoming. A society that wants more than just an apology. They want that pound of flesh. Sounds kind of like the Roman era, doesn't it? That's what they charged for any evil committed against the intelligentsia or the upper class. In many countries, if you take something from someone else, they cut your hand off. Is that the kind of society we want to live in? Because that's the kind of society that the violence and evil and anger and revenge that surround us is trying to push us. And Christ, on the other hand, is saying, listen, forgive those who hurt you. Love your enemies. When was that ever presented in a video game? When has that been? Then now they can't even mention that because the teachers will be fired for bringing Christian principles into the classroom. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hurt you. These are the values that we have to return to before it's too late. We have to be men and women of great principle. Men and women who forgive, who love, who promote truth and justice and peace. And gentleness. In a society that seems to be getting more violent every day, we as Christians must stand up and speak out and let the world know that we're not going to put up with this. We can't. Even Jesus, when he was struck during the Passion, he said, "If I have done no wrong, why do you hit me?" And so therefore, there is a time and a place to stand up and make our voices heard. There is a time and a place to show the world what we need, the truth that we need, forgiveness, Christian principles, the gospel. We need the gospel. We need the church. We need faith. Because little by little, it's been taken away from us. It's been stolen from our schools, even Catholic schools. So many took down crucifixes. You'll never see a cross in a public school. And yet Christianity is the foundation of our very country. And so let's take our country back. Let us bring our country back through the choices we make, through what we say, through how we live, through our prayer, through our forgiveness, through our love, through our compassion, through the truth as preached by the lives that you and I, as true Christians, followers of Christ Jesus, believers in the gospel, and accepting and having received forgiveness, forgiving our enemies, loving those who hurt us, and bringing the world once again to sanity, to forgiveness, to peace, to love, to compassion, to goodness, to Christ.